Experts at the World Economic Forum are warning that developing countries stand to suffer the worst effects of global warming and should not have to pay for a problem created mainly by the rich. The gathering of 2,400 of the world's most powerful businessmen and politicians opened today in Davos, Switzerland, with global warming topping the agenda. International Director of the environmental group Friends of the Earth, Tony Juniper, is attending the Davos summit. He says the United States, European Union and others in the West must be more accountable for the pollution they produce.
I think it's very important for the world leaders gathering in Davos not to see climate change as some isolated environmental challenge, but to see it as it truly is, as an economic and social as well as an environmental challenge. And if we can start to look at the global warming issue through lots of different perspectives and to see the opportunities to create jobs, to generate wealth through bringing forward new companies and new technologies, to be solving problems of access to energy worldwide, to be helping countries to leapfrog the dirty phase of development that many in the West have gone through, and to be seeing the opportunities to be having increased human welfare at the same time as reducing greenhouse gas emissions. And it's quite ironic to note that this year at the forum, whilst the climate change agenda is becoming more prominent, at the same time there is pressure to push forward with world trade reforms that could make the situation considerably worse. For example, countries are saying and companies are saying that if we push forward with a new round of trade liberalization, that is intended to open up markets for industrial products. What actually they mean, in part, is to cut back on environmental standards that some see as trade barriers. So on the one hand, talking about climate change is good, but if this then translates into an attempt to cut back on energy efficiency and fuel efficiency standards, which some see as trade barriers, obviously we'll be taking us in the wrong direction. So it could be a very positive opportunity for the world, but it's going to require decision makers to look at economic policy differently.